Hi, this is Bobby Klein. I'm the translator and the interpreter of the I Ching. This is a New Earth I Ching, easy to understand, easy to put to use. It's an oracle, 3,000 years of wisdom wrapped up in this. So sit back, take a breath. If you've got a question in your mind, ask it. If not, just hang in and you'll get some answers. And that's what this is all about. The I Ching, they say, is the book of change, and it is, but it's also the book of answers. All right. Tune in. Drop in. You're home. Yeah. On cold winter nights, a fire while laughing with friends warms body and bones. No doubt about that. Sometimes you gotta have your bones warmed. Yeah. Been a wonderful time, wonderful adventure coming up here. Be up in the mountains and feel those cold winds. I'll get away for a while and change the scenery. It's important, you know. It's so important to go and see things you haven't seen before, you know, and feeling yourself in places that you've never been. And that's how you find out about yourself. Man, that is discovery for me. You know, how long has it been since I really walked in the winter, walked in the snow, and then it opens you up. And it is this wonderful human adventure that we all share in the most beautiful, beautiful way. Well, I'm sending you all the love that I can possibly muster up here and thinking about you. So this week, we come to the qua for this week, the section for this week, number 23, Po, splitting apart, you know, things come together and things split apart. And that's part of the way it goes, and that's part of the way that it happens. And that's where we are tonight. We are in that time, we are in that place of finding more about ourselves as we come into this time of timeless time. What is time? You know, it's an invention on the Gregorian calendar. You know, nine to five, you know, get you there. Time it, you know. I'll time you, go ahead. Who can get up the stairs fastest? That's fun time. But this idea about time and place, I don't think there's any difference. I don't think it changes a thing. As we move and we feel ourselves moving into new places, and we come to this qua splitting apart, and above it says, it's the mountain and below is earth, and that's where we're headed and that's where we're going. The earth, by its contractions and expansions. Yeah, that's what you feel beneath your feet. You know, when you're doing Tai Chi, you're getting into, in many other things, hiking, walking, making love. We feel the earth move, right? Because it's moving. And when we get that and we understand that the earth is moving, it makes everything make a lot of sense, you know? And that's not about time. The earth knows nothing about time. Gaia never said, what time is it, did she? I don't remember that. So we move. So we talk about Gaia, we talk about the earth. The earth and its contractions and expansions creates mountains, right? They push together, the plates push together, and up comes the mountain. In this section, the yang earth is pushing upward, causing the yin mountain to rise. This is an act of creation. For this process of creation to take place, that which lies peacefully on the earth must change as the mountain pushes upward. And now there's nothing to do but to accept this process and keep still. You know, when I hear instructions from the oracle, and they're about, you know, being in the process, keeping still and accepting it, I'm reminded of the card in the tarot, the hangman. And if you look at that image, you'll see, man, that cat's got nothing to do but surrender. And we have to, we got to come to that place where we do truly, truly remember that sometimes we just must surrender. The laws of nature are taking place. Observe. The earth is shifting below your feet. Stay balanced. Oh, man, that's a good one for me. Just stay balanced. You know, sometimes things that we've built, things that we cherish, seem to be splitting apart, you know. It could be our feeling about ourselves, our feeling about our talent. It could be a relationship. And if you look at it, that it's not really the project, not really the situation, or should the relationship be abandoned? That's not the idea. It is that you should keep still and take no outward action as the current change unfolds. Okay, well, now some people have already made some decisions that this has got to happen, and that's cool. That's part of it. That's part of what we're saying. That's part of what we're going ahead with, is this idea that things are changing. But man, when they're changing, if you think you're going to jump into it, don't think about abandoning it. Just keep still, and things will unfold. Yeah. Will it help you with your decision? Absolutely, because then you come into your inner wisdom. This section, this gua, is teaching us a lesson in letting go. It might be a career path. It might be a relationship. It could be some project that you've been working on or some aspect of your inner journey. It may be something you've cared for, praying that it would come to fruition. And in letting go of attachments, patterns, recognize them for what they are, and then create a new path, then create a new direction, right? That's so important. We get frustrated and we want things to be there. We want things to change. We want them to be the way that they were. And that just will get boring, I promise you. It looks from the outside like a project that you're in or your relationship is not adhering to the time frame that you had in mind for it. Well, get over it. This is what you must come to the place where you take no outward action, not now. Projects and relationships, they have their own timing. You know, good has its own timing, bad has its own timing. You know, we can't change it. You know, we cannot change the river. We cannot change the direction of the river. You know, I'm reminded of the Gestalt Prayer. It's about relationships, but it says, it's about expectation. It says, I'm not in this life See, now that's what happens. I got it. It came back. See, the memory? That was called a phonological loop. I slipped out of the phonological loop, and now it's back. All right. I am not in this life to live up to your expectations. You are not in this life to live up to mine. I do my thing. You do yours. If we meet somewhere in the middle, it's beautiful. If not, it can't be helped. Right, that's the idea, is that don't let expectations have you just, you know, shift you, make you sad, make you depressed. Because right now you have a choice. You can run, you can turn tail and get out of town. You cannot look at the issues that are facing you, in which case everything would collapse, leaving you with nothing. Or you can observe the natural process unfolding and remain inwardly still, while letting go of your old ways of thinking, your old attitudes and sense of entitlement, so that you can create a new and positive direction that will support your progress going toward the goal, okay? You know, we talk about, is it the goal that we wish for, or is it the pathway? Is it the way that we go? It's a way that we go. It's a way that we do it. It's a way that we come to ourself in being. It is that. The right action now is not to abandon the goal either and wait for the old to fall away. That's not what it's about. It is rather to recognize your prejudices, your judgments, and let them go. Simply put, cool your jets, relax your mind, right? Just, and do it. Now it's so important to examine our prejudices and see what they're built on, you know, and you're gonna find that they're built on a weak platform. And judgment, you know what judgment will do. You gotta come into the place where you say, okay, I am judging this, that, him, her, whatever it is. And then deconstruct it, and you're gonna see there's nothing holding it up. And what do you get once you do that? You get freedom. You get your mind to be able to work in ways that it hasn't worked in a long time. That's the time, you see, that's the time. When you look honestly into the very heart of your present feelings, your present behavior, you will most likely find that you've been influenced by doubt and by fear. Okay, that's what happens when you open this up. Your influences are doubt and fear. Look, if you're judging somebody, there's fear or doubt, right? For sure. Or if you feel prejudice, you know, you don't like this person because of something that makes them up. You don't like a certain process. Whatever it is, it's fear. It's doubt and fear. Look, no doubt there are obstacles, for sure. But by keeping still, enhancing your spirit life, then you can move forward, right? Maybe you do it by meditation. For sure, you do it by cultivating loving kindness toward all. That's where you'll find the freedom that will later allow you to fully engage on a new or refreshed level. In this way, you'll be able to complete the work that brings abundance and peace of mind and desire. Excuse me again. But, so, you know, I talk about desire, and so many ideas about religion or processes that say, oh, be free of desire. Desire is bad. Let go of desire. Don't have desire. I can't figure that out. I mean, we do have desires. You know, if our desire is peace of mind, that's good. If it's abundance and within bounds, that really is good because it gives you action, makes you wake up in certain ways. We talked about the mountain, okay? The mountain rests on the earth. Its foundation is broad and strong. The old is falling away. That's what happens with mountains, you see. The old goes away, and what does it do? It leaves the mountain with renewed strength and new resolve, and that's what will happen with you. In everything, there's cycles. There's increase, there's decrease, there's birth, there's death. There's fullness, there's emptiness, there's yin, there's yang. In your current situation, it might be a business adventure, a relationship, your emotional life, your health, or your creative spiritual life, it is now time to fully embrace the idea that everything that has been created, no matter how strong, contains the seeds of disintegration and decay. This is natural. You know, nothing lasts forever. It will go. So now it's not the time for heroism in action. It is time to remain introspective and still. And that's what this call is about. Allow the natural process to unfold. You know, get out of it, you know? I mean, and sometimes, look, if you're watching somebody else in their life and what they're doing, and maybe it's in a relationship, and they're going through some kind of changes, and what that is, just observe it. Don't get in there. Don't judge them. Don't tell them to change it. Because if they voice it or don't voice it, remember, it's none of your business unless you're invited in. If your current situation is not working out the way that you wanted it or that you expected it would, then, after a period of meditation and quiet contemplation, revise your plan. If you do not recognize your patterns and change them, then you're likely to fall into the abyss. And that's, we've been there, we've done that. Look, letting go of the old hardwired patterns is truly one of the hardest things we can do. You know, this humans, we get so locked. We become attached or even addicted to a certain way of thinking. And that takes us to a way of being. that we have time after time applied to situations, relationships, or whole life. The greatest potential is always present in any situation. But it can only come to fruition if we are brave and if we are confident that our inner guides, our teachers, our wisdom will have our back and allow us to see and adopt new ways. And listen, don't ever doubt that we have guides. You know, it could be your ancestors. You know, I do a lot of work with going back and, you know, making room for the ancestors because they're sending messages. And we've got to be still. It could be your inner wisdom connecting with the divine, but be still and let it happen, right? We so often try to think our way through obstacles or difficulties, building a clever plan to keep something going. The inner critic, the coyote, the ego, would have us stay with the old ways by throwing doubt and fear at us. But if you do hold on to old, egotistical, and ineffective patterns, you're going to be in danger. You see, it keeps you from coming into balance. Balance with who it is that you are. Balance with your authenticity. It's simple. It's the natural way that you must let happen. In this hexagram, we're told to make a new blueprint of the situation at hand. Once the old ways of thinking and reacting are released, we'll be ready to take that new, that fresh approach. Recently, I met a lovely young woman that I was ended up working with, and her father was dying. He was in the advanced stages of Alzheimer's, and his body was given out. She and her sister were holding on to him for dear life. Her family patterns in this situation was grasp on as tightly as they could. And they were begging him, don't die, Papa, don't die. No matter what, they didn't consider that it was time. As a result, he did. He continued to hold on until they finally, with great bravery and great effort and great love, changed their way of thinking, knowing that they had to consciously let him go. She told me that she laid her head on his shoulders, told him how much she loved him, and that he could go. And right then, he took his last breath. I mean, you know, you can imagine what it was like. And with no judgment, they both let go. And at that moment, they became free. And that's the way it can be with you, with a relationship, with an illness, with a job, if you do let go. And when you do, where do you go once you let go? Well, you go to grief. And then you go into the place where you do grieve and allow yourself to grieve, because that's the kind of final way in this stack of emotions that eventually that does let us free. And grief can be joyful, it can be sad, it can be hard, it can be easy, but it's necessary because our mind, body, spirit just waits for it. It's only by doing this release that we will be free to find our true path, the one that leads to love and abundance and peace of mind, not a bad payoff, right? Look, we've seen lots of fires going through the forests in unprecedented ways, and it destroys almost everything in its path. But it also is releasing seeds that will grow only after everything has been consumed and destroyed. So it is in every act of letting go, there's a seed that will grow and become something wonderful and something surprising. It's not cowardly, see, to be in contemplation and do nothing. In fact, this is strength, this is wisdom. You know, as you go into these next days, practice being still. In that stillness, look at old patterns, old thoughts, and old behaviors, and be that mountain. Feel your solid place on the earth. From this vantage, you're going to draw great strength. Trust that through change, through stillness, the correct way will be revealed. Come to creating a new ritual. Include meditation, dance, song, whatever it is, but make a new ritual, a joyful ritual. You know, even if there's some people that says, I can't meditate, I can't dance, I can't sing very well. Just do it. Look, it doesn't matter. You know, that I love the expression, dance like you do when nobody's watching. And I think that that's it. Sing, doesn't matter. If people say, I can't sing, of course you can. You know, and spirit's watching and the divine is connecting with you. So open your hearts and open yourself to this new idea and to this new place and to this new plan, right? This new plan. So that's it pretty much for this week. But it really and truly is a great opening. It's a great idea. Places that we've been and things that we need to let go of. This is not only valuable, but this is important as we come to get out of the way and to let love in. On cold winter nights, a fire while laughing with friends warms body and bones. Yeah. It's been quite a wonderful adventure this few weeks up here in the Berkshires. Great people around and meeting new people. And hey, up there in West Adams, we're showing up. You know, fire off the barbecue, brother. You know, and we've had some people reach out to us, and we are going to move. We're going to come into that. We're going to come into that place. So truly now, what I say is, and man, this comes from my heart. You know, there's something about the cold that directs you to, you start thinking about your body, start thinking about how cold it gets and the places that you open up. And what is it? What are you warming, man? You're warming your heart. And that's what we're talking about, isn't it? That's what we're talking about, is coming into that place of warming mind, body, and soul. And that's the beauty of coming together right now. So I send you all the love I could possibly muster as we're up here in the mountain time, traveling with my assistant Allison and meeting new people and staying in a beautiful pad and feeling great. So we're going to be meeting new people. We're going to be laughing. We're going to be dancing and coming into a place of light and a place of love. And what I say to you is, in La Kesh Alakin, I am the other you, and I like it that way. Yes, I do. Blessings to y'all. Namaste, my sisters. Namaste, my brothers. Open the doorway to happiness and dance, dance, dance. You know, some of you know, I got injured and I can't. I'm just coming back to getting close to where I'm dancing again. I got to miss it. So all of you that can dance, dance for me, all right? Get a dance going. Laugh and sing and be who you are. These are the best of times and the worst of times. You know, that's, you know, certainly not my line, but it's a good one. All right, I send you more and more love. And I say it again, in La Kesh Alakin, I am the other you. And I like it that way. Yes, I do.